Debate sponsors, the Wausau Daily Herald and WSAW Television, claim they wanted all four candidates in the debate. Candidate Thompson says the Republican and Democratic candidates told him they want to debate him. Thompson says he confronted the newspaper's editorial board about his exclusion.
Both candidates, Attorney General Doyle and Governor McCallum, both parties have said that to the editorial board that if I was in the debate, they would drop out.
The newspaper is backing off an editorial that says McCallum and Doyle would only participate if Thompson and Young weren't there. Assistant Managing Editor Mark Trinan says they were at least under the impression the debate would not go forward. However, WSAW spokesperson Drew Hadwell says they had to exclude third-party candidates.
Both candidates for the Democrats and the Republicans indicated that if there were all four there, they weren't likely to be part of it.
The McCallum camp disagrees. Campaign manager Debbie Monterey Mellett.
Governor McCallum wanted both third-party candidates involved, and so did the McCallum campaign when we began accepting invitations to debates. There will be another debate next week in which both Mr. Young and Mr. Thompson will be included.
Doyle had not planned to be in the We the People debate scheduled for Tuesday, but said Friday he will. Doyle campaign declined comment on the Wausau debate. Meanwhile, newspaper spokesperson Trinan says debate sponsors may have misunderstood the campaigns. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.